Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Dirt and Sprague.
Second and 10. Going for it. Oh, out in front. Hold in. Ladd McConkey. Touchdown.
Andy Dirt Johnson. Brandon Sprague.
Horford in the corner with three. Butler up top. It's good. A three. That might be the dagger. Jokic to answer. No good. Curry secures it. Nobody picks up Curry. Takes it all the way and lays it in.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right. 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 105.1. The Fan and the Fan Sports Network.
Here we got Brown PS.
Get out your shotgun. So I'm going to throw some dunks
ready,
tonight.
Ready, five, set, hot.
Let's go now. Let's have a game today, baby. Let's go. Let's go, fellas. Have a game today. Let's go.
Ready, five. We're set.
I like my boys happy.
Here we come. It's a man's game now. Here we go.
Happy Football Friday, everybody. Hello.
What is happening?
Always need our NFL audio.
You got to get the drop. This is the best one. Easily the best. Or a solid John Elway.
Red 85.
That's a good one right there. That's clean. God, I love it. Happy Football Friday.
Oh, feels good.
It feels good, doesn't it?
What a weird Thursday.
What a weird day, man. What a day.
Yeah.
What a day. I
still can't believe that day. Just, yeah.
It happened.
It happened.
That was real.
He's walking out of a courthouse yesterday, middle of the afternoon, in a pair of sweatpants and a sweatshirt.
Who was feeling worse yesterday around that moment? Was it Joe Cronin or was it Rich Paul? Because that was a Clutch Sports Group sweatshirt.
Oh, is that what he was wearing walking out of the courthouse? Is that one of those, like, remember all the times we gave your Clutch guys contracts? You know, that Jeremy Grant deal we handed out? How about you come bail me out right now?
Well, unfortunately, later in the day, because Damon Jones is really good friends with LeBron, LeBron's name got brought up because Damon Jones found out Bron wasn't playing.
That's how he got implicated in this.
And so that just, his name being attached in any way, you know, they're like, damn it.
Come on, man.
And then you turn on the highlights and you're like, really?
What?
Our sweatshirt?
Of all the sweatshirts you could have worn, dude, not a Blazer gear, no Pistons title sweatshirt. Yeah. You got to go with our group sweatshirt? Come on, man.
The Blazer gear would have been like just hilarious. An extra kick down low for the people at one center court.
Him wearing the officially licensed team gear that he was wearing, you know, 12 hours earlier coaching in the season opener. I don't even know what to expect. I would care to say, is tonight's game one of the most anticipated regular season games in a long time? Just in terms of, like, what's it going to look like? What are they going to play like?
Curiosity factor.
Yes.
Anticipated is a tough one. I don't know if because I think that's different. I think it's like, it's the most interesting game to go to in how long?
That's a better way to put it.
Anticipated is like, are we going to beat a team tonight and hit like another level as a franchise?
Sure.
Versus, what's the energy going to be like with the starting lineup,
the crowd?
I mean, this is one
player
that
interviews.
I think people will actually try to get there early,
yes.
Like not, you know, go to a watering hole before and show up 10 minutes before tip.
And it's Golden State, too, so it's a good
Golden
game
State.
To begin with, who just hung 140 on Denver and Steph went off for like 80
Steph
points.
Steph went nuts.
Couldn't miss
Butler
the
was
entire
hitting
game.
Threes.
Like
yeah,
it's like, if it would be one thing if like the Jazz were in town tonight, there would still be intrigue of like,
yeah.
What's it going to look like, but it's the Jazz.
It's Friday night. There right. was probably, it's, you know, you're going to see, you know, a few hundred to a few thousand number 30 you know, city yeah. jerseys in there.
Be a lot of Warrior fans there. There always is when they're in town.
Yeah, I think it's up there.
It's going to be, it's fascinating tonight. I can't wait to
watch. I have to DVR it. So, the actress, my wife has a gig.
She got a gig tonight for game yeah. one of the World Series too. So we're going to miss World Series.
You're going to miss the World Series and wow. the first Blazer game post Chauncey.
I think that shows how confident he knows they're going to sweep the Blue Jays. They're not losing a game here. He doesn't even care. He's
no,
just going to go through the
later.
Motions.
It's not till later.
Cares.
We'll
just
see.
Show up. We'll win by seven.
He fake cares.
1-0
we'll
World
see the
Series
start of the
lead.
Game.
Let's be honest here. What happens if you don't go to the thing?
Oh, yeah. Are you in the doghouse for a while?
I'm in the dog
You're in the doghouse for a bit. You got to pay the price there.
I feel like half the time we're in the doghouse anyway.
That's every other day
no.
for me.
No.
It's like every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. You know, we just rotate. What did I do today?
It's oh, like custody right. for children.
Yeah,
it's
we
like,
just
hey,
share.
It's my time.
Oh, okay. Nah. I did that. What did I do? Oh, I didn't put that away. Okay.
Well, isn't her thing multiple days?
No, it's just it's a one single night thing.
Well, so is the Dodgers versus the Blue Jays game one.
Well, technically,
no,
you get another game tomorrow.
It'll be a four-night thing.
And no, game one
see,
is
he. There he is. He knows it. He said it.
Well, we know where
Mark
he really
it down.
Is.
Mark it eight, dude. Man. Mark it eight.
Game one is a one-time thing, too.
Are people excited for the World Series?
I had it on my notes.
Did you? I forgot to put it in the show tease, to be honest with you, on Twitter last night.
I mean, unless you are a Dodgers or Blue Jays fan, I don't
we
know.
We were
that's
so
at.
Wrapped up into it as a from a regional standpoint because the Mariners, if the Mariners,
the Mariners
are in the game
would
tonight,
have been yeah, historic.
If you're, they would have been hosting, right? Or would it have been in LA?
No, it would have been in LA.
Would have been in LA. Okay.
Here's the one problem, though. All of the metrics are kind of telling us people are watching playoff baseball more this
yeah,
year
yeah.
than they have in a long time. So maybe we shouldn't poo-poo it.
Ratings have been solid.
Well, I mean, what do you have tonight? NBA? Nobody's going to watch the NBA regular season.
What's the random college Prime. Football game tonight?
So minus the Blazer
oh,
game at
like
7.
Cal and somebody. Cal and Virginia
oh,
yeah. Tech.
Oh,
couldn't
catch
care
the
less
fever,
about
dude.
That game.
No.
Tonight in college football, you get, yeah, Cal, Virginia Tech at 4:30 on ESPN at Virginia Tech. And
people are like, let's be fair on
Boise
that.
State, Nevada.
Unless so you're getting Ohio State, Michigan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More people are going to watch the World Series than
you got the
any
World
of those
Series
college games.
And whatever local NBA or NHL is in your market.
So definitely it's going to be the World Series.
Yeah,
so
World Series will be on my TV.
Yeah.
5 o'clock start.
Yeah.
Leading into them being up by 10, and then the Blazer game will start, and then you flip over and watch the Blazer game.
Yeah.
That's probably my Friday night of TV viewing, but
I'm
yeah.
I'm in a weird spot because I have a Fridays is an open gym for the kids.
Sure.
And I usually go to that and just kind of like,
yeah.
You know, I'm the parent there.
Let's herd them in the right direction. Make sure they know what they're doing.
Yeah,
and,
you
yeah
know,
sure.
Let
yeah,
them have
nobody,
fun.
You know, breaks an ankle or something like that.
But then Nelson plays Central Catholic at home tonight.
Ooh,
for
yeah,
senior
you got high
night.
School football tonight.
Juicy. God, it's already senior night. A
lot
night.
Of senior night. Second to last weekend of the regular season.
Yeah, unbelievable. Dude.
Season's over.
What happened?
Yeah. Time, I mean.
Time. Wild. Next week, week from tomorrow, it's going to be November.
I know.
What?
It's insane.
Yeah.
So you got that. And then, like, I also really want to go to this Blazer game.
Yeah. Yeah, try and snag some tickets.
So it's like I got all these three things, and I realistically know I'm probably not going to go to the Blazer game.
Yeah, senior night's a tough one to miss. Last home game of the year. But they're going to the playoffs, so they'll get another game.
Yeah, but you beat Central at, like, Central's a pretty...
It's a powerhouse.
That's
high
one of those
football.
Wins that makes you believe.
For sure it does.
This thing could be a little more special than even
yeah,
you
that's
know.
The one. That's the one Lakeridge had and gave away.
Ooh.
14-13. Yeah.
Coughed it up.
Coughed it up.
Come on, Lakers.
You beat a Westland, a Jesuit, a Central Catholic.
It will mean something
not
to you
Lakers.
For the rest of your
Pacers.
Life.
Pacers.
Oh, what did I say? Pacers?
Lakers.
Right.
That's the other
right.
side of the lake.
Yeah. It's
yeah.
the one, though, that
yeah,
matters
it's all
the
same.
From your
you go put your pinky out, all right? Watch your stupid
that game's
Dodgers
next week, so that's how we end the season.
My point is there's a lot going on, and I don't know how I'm going to navigate it all.
Sure.
Because I don't want to miss the start of that Blazer game.
That's one that I, yeah. I mean, thankfully, yeah. I think we discovered with Blazer Vision that you can go back and watch games later. Did you try and do that?
Well, what I did was, because I had to go to a basketball thing during their first game, I hit pause on my iPad.
Oh.
And when I came home, I hit play.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
So
the game started,
Yeah,
I'll be curious if you can try it out. Now, I'm usually home for games. I don't have a lot going on in the evenings, so I don't necessarily need to go back and watch. But if you can, it worked pretty good opening night. I'll give the Blazers credit for that. I didn't have any issues
it's great.
On our end.
And I loved having it on the iPad. I could move around, make dinner.
It's glorious. I was in bed at 8:30 watching the rest of that game. It was fantastic.
I didn't have to like put on one TV and make sure it was plugged in properly. Yeah.
How many screens can this be on at the same time? It's complicated, man. It's one going to kick me off. That happens with YouTube TV sometimes, where you get like two TVs going and then you're trying to watch a game on an iPad and then you get kicked off with too many screens are watching this right now. Like,
yeah.
hey, calm down. I got four games going.
Well, you know what? I guess we could put that up as a poll question, but how would you phrase it?
I don't know. Is this, anticipated, probably not the right word. Is this the weirdest Blazer game in the history of the franchise? Has there been a weirder game? There's been bigger games. There's been more important games. There's
weirder
been game. More sentiment, you know, the Dame return game. There's been more sentimental
games. The only
thing
I was thinking, like, the first game with fans after COVID.
That's a pretty good poll. Yeah.
See, the Dame return game is emotional. Also, I think for a lot of people, it was weird.
Yeah, yeah.
Seeing
it was
him
weird.
In a different uniform.
So maybe that was weirder for people than this one. It was definitely weird to see him come back in a Bucks uniform.
Yeah.
That was a strange one. There's no doubt about it.
The emotional part of that versus this is just bizarre.
It's just, I have no clue what to expect. You tell me they come together and win the game because Golden State's off a back-to-back by 20 and they play like, you know, the coach fire bump game, hair on fire, not surprised. You tell me they come out flatter than a pancake and just go through the motions and they're just in shock and they get killed.
Where would you
also
guess
not surprised?
Because I'm taking the bump and Golden State came off of an overtime thriller.
So you
exhausted.
Like the Blazers tonight.
It's a short line.
Short line, I believe.
One and a half, two and a half.
Oh, you can spray the line on the Blazer game tonight?
We'll see.
Look at you.
Maybe.
Yeah, Golden State favored by 1.5 is what it shows on ESPN right now. So you're getting Blazers plus money? Maybe
I don't know if you're getting
line?
Plus money on the money line, but
so
you're getting
plus points.
Basically,
it's a bucket game, a one-bucket game.
Yeah, pick 'em game tonight.
I think I would lean, because I think we're in a weird spot where the fans love the players.
Yes.
And the construct of the team.
Fan support won't be a problem.
I think the fans
hate the franchise right now.
Especially for the starting lineup, and when the team comes out, I think there's going to be a lot of support for the fans.
Yeah.
See, I think we're separating right now in fandom. Yeah. I think they hate the franchise, but they love the team.
For sure. There's no doubt about that.
Does that make sense?
I still think the fan base to begin with, going into the year, was kind of like, on Chauncey. It's not like he was a household fan favorite in this market. I think some people were more supportive of him than others, but let's not act like it's been hasn't been a rocky tenure from the day he was hired in the opening press conference to you just got an extension for having the worst winning percentage in the history of the NBA or one of them. Like I think it would have been different had it been a coach. Terry Stotts was pretty beloved by Blazer fans by the time the end of that thing ran out. And I think the emotional reaction to this happening to Stotts at the end of his run would have been significantly greater than Billups.
When I was much more of a religious person in my early fan days, I remember being in a car ride with Swag post an NCAA tournament game, and I brought up his beliefs.
Sure.
And he told me where he was at, and I think he was judging me, and I was also probably judging him a little bit in that moment.
Yeah.
Even you, Swag, despite what you told me, you have to believe in the universe and karma in some way, the fact that all of this is happening on the same night that Terry Stotts is coming back here. Is that not a
There's
weird...
There's something in the universe like, there. Can we just ask him to walk bench to bench? Just come back, dude. We shouldn't have fired you. That was Neil's fault. It was the roster. It wasn't you.
Is Dundon still here? Will Dundon be in the building?
I don't know. I don't know if it was a one-night thing or if he was, you know, hanging around for a bit.
A lot of
Hey, Tom! Doing some damage control.
Fire all of this!
Joe walks over to Tom. Have you met Terry Stotts?
Yeah. Well, here's another thing. Is this a Neil O'Shea middle finger special? Do we even see anybody courtside? This is a weird situation.
Yeah, I don't
That's
know.
One of the first things that you keep an eye on is Joe Cronin, weird Jody Allen, situation. Or Tom Dundon sitting courtside for this game.
Cronin will be there. Cronin has to be. He has to be.
Does
there.
He?
How many people would troll them and just have gambling signs up?
There'll be some.
I laid the over. Told you I love Chargers minus 3.5 yesterday. Tried to. Somebody fished me into that game. I had a face card on that one.
A face card.
We all our heart skipped a beat there early in the game.
Early in the game, we were like, are you kidding me? And then, hey, never mind. We're good to go. Nothing to see here.
Well, we got a busy show today because we did one topic yesterday.
We did. So. A lot of leftovers. There's a lot of other things going on in sports other than John C. Billups getting arrested.
We have a Duck fan, and I appreciate this Duck fan. He's a P1. He's like, the whole show? The whole show?
The whole show.
Hey, it's a football Friday. We will treat it as such. We're going to have to dabble back in, though, in a little bit of those Chauncey waters.
Yeah, I mean, we'll get – there's a few updates. And
we
some,
were
yeah.
reacting in real time to what was happening. More people got more information after we got off the air.
Yeah, we saw some of the photos get released, too.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a whole thing of people going viral from takes that existed, whether it be 1 year ago, 2 years ago, or 3 years ago, of saying, something doesn't smell right here. And, you know, those come to the forefront when you get arrested. Nobody really brought it up until that happened. But when it does, it makes you question a lot of stuff.
If we only find out he did it one time – your entire reputation for $50,000?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm poor. I wouldn't do anything like that no. for $50,000.
For $50,000, no chance in hell.
So I want to know why, if you did it, how did they get you into that position?
Yeah.
I have a lot of questions, but we're not going to get those answers today.
No, we will not.
But yeah, it's a busy show. Josh Pate's going to join us at 7 because he's a good dude. We'll Sprague the Line today, so get the Sprague the Line sponsors at 503-864-6326. Let's get it going. Busy show, boys. Next, 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, it's Friday. It's a football Friday. A football Friday. My club finally won a match.
Hey, look at you guys. Yes. When did the Timbers play again? They won their playoff game, right?
Sunday.
Okay.
At San Diego. Then game two of the series is back here November 1st.
Oh, so we got a little two.
It's a best of three.
Best of three. Okay.
And it's no more aggregate goal. The MLS ditched that.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So you just play till there's a winner in every game?
So they play to a win if there's no... I don't know if they'll play overtime if it's tied at regulation or they go straight to penalties.
Okay.
We'll
call MLS. Well done.
I'll give you a...
That's way better than aggregate goal.
A take here.
Yeah.
those Charger uniforms are better than their other uniforms.
Without a doubt, the best Charger
the
uniform.
The Natron means specials.
I understand. I have two takes that are probably
wrong. The yellow
ones
should be burned and never be seen
those
again.
Those were pretty bad, hideous. All yellows were ugly.
All yellow is never a good idea.
Never.
I don't care who your team is. No. It's just never a good idea.
Even when Oregon goes all yellow, it's like, that's a lot of yellow, man. That's
yellow's an accent color.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pants okay. Helmet okay. The yellow jersey okay. All of them together.
Yellow numbers on a green jersey. We're good.
Accents and bananas, the two acceptable yellow situations.
A tie, a pocket square.
Yeah.
Not the coat.
But the two takes I have on jerseys are, I think people have it wrong. I think people that go to the powder blue yellow Charger thinking it's better than what we saw last night and the creamsicle buck better than the current buck, I think those are two wrong takes. And I know I'm in the minority on this one, but
I think I'm with you. The creamsicle is great for a game.
Yep.
Yeah. I also think it's wildly disrespectful to the current Bucks uniform. Like, I like their actual uniforms. It's one thing if you have bad uniforms, and then we look back at a bygone era and say, why don't you wear these anymore? Yeah. Like, this is kind of the Oregon State Nutria thing. Like, the old logo is significantly better than the new logo. And there's, if you disagree with that, you're just wrong. You can like the Nutria. It's not better than Old Benny. There's no world that it's better than that.
No.
So I think when we say the creamsicles are better, like, it just... The Bucks have good uniform. I love their uniform.
They
the big pirate
uniforms.
Flag on the side of the helmet is great. And the dark blue Charger jersey last night, phenomenal.
See, the powder blue should be the...
I don't mind the powder blue. They're solid. They're good.
The one time a year, those should be the Lance Allworth jerseys.
They're the creamsicles. Do them twice a year.
Do them twice a year.
Divisional
less
game
is more
or,
with those. But yeah, the dark blues.
Those look sweet.
That should be the permanent home jersey 100% of the time.
The Stan Humphrey specials.
They're really good at doing all the other stuff on the field the same color too, so it all kind of matches. The synergy was solid last night with the dark blues.
I didn't feel like it was a road game for the Chargers last night.
I don't know that it was a voracious
They didn't have a lot to cheer about, I would say, the Vikings fans who attended the game.
It didn't feel like the normal road game at home for the Chargers.
I think if it would have been tight late in the game, you would have felt that impact. But what was it, 21-3 at the half? And you're like, this game. And Carson Wentz ain't coming back in this game. This thing's over.
Yeah, controversial take, too, here. I flipped it off, and I started watching basketball. The Thunder-Pacer game was great.
It was a great finish.
And Nuggets-Warriors, I fell asleep to, but I woke up to it. That result was great.
They won?
Apparently, OKC. He's just playing double overtime every game.
Every night. They're going to stress you out a little bit. Yeah, that game was not. That was a dud. That was a dud of a Thursday night football game.
Good call by you.
I loved it because of the outcome, and I got a Spriggan line pick right, and I was rooting for the Chargers. But outside of that, if you're just like a general NFL fan watching that game sucked.
I rode with you, and I thought this morning, he's not going to like me saying this, but I might get on the old back and ride the dirt horse
today.
Ride
it for a while?
The other two picks.
Well, you know one of them, because I'm not getting off the horse of Cowboys overs until they buck me off. So that will be a spring and line bet for me every week until one of those loses, and maybe it happens this weekend. I had the feeling for a couple, like, I don't think Minnesota's a very good team. I don't think their quarterback is good, and I don't fear their offense in any way, shape, or form.
Okay, so I have a question on this. I want to interrupt you on here because I wrote this on my notes. Now, I'm coming from a slightly petty position here.
Yes.
But I won't involve my petty. I'll let my petty be personal and internal.
Okay, lock it up.
I have been told he's the most amazing offensive guy in football, and he's a quarterback guru, and yet I'm watching a veteran quarterback cower in a second and a half waiting to get sacked while the second-year rookie, quote-unquote, is jumping up and down and dancing and celebrating first downs, but he's not healthy enough to play. He's the emergency quarterback.
That was a weird look, not going to lie.
Their offense has, I would say, sucked all year. As somebody who has bet and watched Vikings games.
When they've won games, it's largely been because of their defense causing havoc. Because
Flores is one of the best defensive... I'm just saying, like, I think he's a good coach, fine. But I find that when the Vikings win a game, he is kind of propped as the best offensive young mind in the sport. And then I watch last night and I go, you couldn't scheme one single thing up to get your team to score more than 3 points for 90% of that football game.
Well, and then the only touchdown that they had in the game was because Herbert had a batted ball at the line of scrimmage that got tipped at the line of scrimmage and picked off.
Yeah.
And it was at the 20-yard line.
Yeah.
And then they had a fourth. They were not going to score there. He took a sack on fourth and goal, and they were going to turn it over on downs, but there was a holding penalty in the end zone, and so they got another chance at it. And then, so that's what it took for Minnesota to score a touchdown in that game. It wasn't like they put together a drive early. They had to go 20 yards, and it took a couple of penalties just to get their 1-7 on the board, and that was the only touchdown that they scored. I understand the point of view that you're coming from. I grant the opinion.
Some coaches are having to do this with validity. Mac Jones. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I don't know who that would be.
I couldn't have guessed what coach you were talking about. Does Kevin O'Connell have a coach of the year? Yeah. A little personal there. I get it. I totally understand it. I also think I don't care how good you are offensively. If you have substandard quarterback play, I don't think you can coach around that completely. Like, and people would argue that was Mac Jones coming into the year. That's totally fair point. But we've also seen like the Niners with Nick Mullins and things have gotten really ugly and they haven't been able to do anything. So there's like even a certain level of quarterback that I don't care how smart you are, you're not going to be able to overcome. I think the storylines out of the game for me are twofold. One, the reason I was high on the Chargers last night is because I just think they're a better team and they have an elite quarterback and they're coming off of a loss, so I like the bounce back. I liked their chances to get upgrades on the offensive line, and I think we forget the first 2-3 weeks of the season, we looked at them as what? One of the stories of the AFC,
yeah.
And then their entire offensive line,
right?
They were 3-0, yeah. I think, or at least 2-0. He beat the Broncos on a Herculean play. They beat the Chiefs. Like they were playing at a high level. And then all of a sudden, they were on their 6th and 7th offensive tackles. And it's like, man, the Chargers kind of suck now. What happened? It's like, because he's been pressured and hit more than any quarterback in the NFL, yet he still leads the league in passing yards. But they were going to get their 2 tackles back last night. You tell me they do that, I still think this is a really good football team. And so that's why I like the Chargers. The other side of it is just simply, I think, an organization that is looking itself in the mirror and wondering, we won't know the answer to this for a long time because it's going to take a while to play out. Did we choose wrong?
Well, I know their line is really a mass unit. So I think if we're being fair and honest, people that are Vikings fans would say, Sprague, their line sucks. I agree.
Yeah, it's Minnesota's not offensive line is also very banged up.
Right, I now. Just, Wentz can move a little bit. He's not like the fastest quarterback, and maybe that's taken out. And I know he's also dealing with that injury last night, as you saw multiple times, but I just like, you kept doing the same thing, and I'm just like, there's nothing different, and Justin Jefferson gets his 7 catches, but it results in almost nothing, and
yeah.
I don't know. I think they've got good pieces. Their tight end and 2 receivers are good. I like Jordan Mason. Jones came back last night, but
yeah.
I don't know what they're doing with McCarthy, and I understand that they're saying he's injured, but again, I watched him multiple times jumping up and down, celebrating a first down. I'm like, if you can do that in your uniform, I just wonder if he's kind of benched him, but they're not saying it.
I think that's a very valid take, and that's my same question I have right now.
So they may have just not, and to your point, like, we won't know this for maybe another year or so.
You sure wish you had Sam Darnold right now, I'll tell you that much. I don't know if it wins you a Super Bowl in the next 5 years.
Darnold
but
is
you was,
more competent, I think,
you
than
would
have.
Certainly
are
wish that you had him.
Are they protecting him from their offensive line situation?
Could be. Yeah, it could be.
Let's wait until we get...
He's banged up. Every time he's played, he's gotten hurt. 1 preseason game. How many games has he started this year? 2? 3?
2,
it was 2. It was right out of the gate. Yeah. He got hurt again. And so, hey, we don't have a lot of protection up front. Carson Wentz is at the end of his career. What the hell? Let him get beat up. And then eventually maybe we get some reinforcements and we bring him back in.
Well, you see this from time to time where it's just like, we talked about that 24 class, right? Caleb, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, Penix at 8. McCarthy went 10, Bo Nix went 12.
Yeah. Those are ones you're going to remember.
And Bo has statistics
we'll
that actually
goes,
don't say he's amazing in some ways, but he's at least been to the playoffs. He's like a guy that in a big spot, he can make a big play. He had
and
a big comeback.
And he's available
like,
every week.
And he's available.
And if you put him in that offense, I think the thought is,
yeah.
I understand your point on Kevin O'Connell. We do this with some coaches and not others. We're kind of grading on a different scale for everybody.
Oh, I again,
like, he's genuinely one of the best offensive
Nicks mind. Justin Jefferson.
That's exactly, yeah, with that offensive mind. Like, I
not
think
that Cortland Sutton's horrible, but
he's not Justin Jefferson.
He's not Justin Jefferson.
I'm coming from, honestly, it's a little petty, but in all honesty, it's also like, I'm coming from if I'm a Viking fan, I'm wondering so many things right now. Like, again, your offensive line is banged up. I'm granting you that. You know, other teams are dealing with offensive line injuries as well.
Yes.
It's just that offense has been dog crap. When I watch it, I don't get that excited about
it. No, not at all.
And
well,
I just, like, you can't.
They don't have a running game to speak of. So
nope, can't run the football. They have to win games being low, not turning the ball over, low scoring, and playing elite defense.
So it's like, just as simple as the injuries, and that's okay.
No.
No.
But there's more to the story.
Okay. Daniel Jones dropped how many points on that Charger defense? Daniel Jones.
He did, yeah.
You would have never said that at the beginning of the year.
No, but I also think the Colts offense is a wagon right now. I think they're putting up points on everybody.
He's got
who's
Jonathan
their coach?
Taylor, too.
Yeah, I know.
Jonathan Taylor might be
and
MVP.
Who has maybe the best offensive line in the NFL? Well, the Indianapolis Colts. It helps when you can protect. I think they're going to look back on the Darnold decision and wonder, did we overreact too much to two games? And I don't know how different their choice would have been because, again, they had taken McCarthy not knowing that Sam Darnold was going to have the year that he was going to have.
You mean that Lions game and then the playoff
game
immediately
after? Yes, I think that was those two games everybody said, ha-ha, they're fraudulent, Darnold sucks,
but they had just drafted McCarthy, so I think that was always going to be their plan.
I know, but sometimes you change your plan. Sometimes you got to be able to call a hot route. Darnold was, statistically speaking, one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL last year.
My team kind of did this. They drafted Lance, but yes. They also got Purdy.
And then what happened? What'd they do?
And they saw Lance in camp, and he's like, man, he sucks.
Purdy's better. We're going to start him instead.
They never went back.
Never went back. Doesn't matter if he was a top three pick, not the 12th pick or 11th pick.
That's a good poll question. Do the Vikings regret letting Sam Darnold walk and banking it all on J.J. McCarthy?
I mean, time will tell, right? I know what J.J. McCarthy's going to look like the next 5 years, but certainly right now, if you gave them all truth serum, they would say, we would love to have Sam Darnold back in this room.
Let's carry over some NFL stuff. We'll get to college with Pate starting at 7. I got some Dan Lanning audio. You know, Dan Lanning.
The Danimal. What did he say now?
You'd be a little upset by this, but Dan Lanning is pro Sprague.
He's pro Sprague, huh?
He's pro Sprague in the Dirt and Sprague conversation.
Mm.
I have audio evidence.
You got proof?
I do.
Okay.
I'm going to play it for you.
I'm going to see your proof.
We'll get to that, but let's carry over some NFL. I also got a cut for Dirt. It might be Dirt. It might be an audio cut of Dirt.
I'm Dirt.
So we'll get to that coming up next. All right. Well, good morning. Happy Football Friday, everybody out there. A Blazer Friday as well. They're back on the hardwood tonight. Warriors are in town. What up, Dubs?
What up, Steph?
Steve Kerr. Come coach us.
Yeah, that'd be great. Come home, Steve. Come home.
So we got the NFL on the old slate. We got Josh Pate coming up here at the top of the hour. So we'll get into college. Don't worry. And Dan Lanning is more Sprague than he is Dirt. So look, I've known Dirt for a little bit, I'd say. A lengthy amount.
Yeah.
And
we're going on 12, 13 years?
It'll be 13 coming up here in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
My anniversary is our show anniversary.
It is. It's always the easy way for you to remember whatever it is.
Isn't that weird?
It is very strange. Yeah, our first ever show. Now, we weren't a day-to-day show at that point. That was a fill-in days, and then that came a couple of months later. But the first time we ever hosted a show on The Fan was the night that you got married.
Oh, you don't count that as a real show anniversary.
I mean,
we were a night show.
I know we were, but that wasn't when we started being every day. That was our start of our fill-in days. We didn't start being an everyday show, I want to say, for another 3 or 4 months. Because at the start, we were like twice a week filling in
for
random.
You were hanging out.
We were hanging out.
You didn't actually become
a couple. We weren't official yet. We were just kind of, you know.
We were Buffalo Wild Wings game night.
Not at that point, we were not. That was 100% positive. 100% positive.
Damn.
The first show we ever did was when we started doing shows at night was because we had the overlap of NBA games after primetime that we didn't want to join in progress.
So what's our real anniversary then?
If it you're was not counting the day, it? I want to say it was the day after or the Monday after the Niners-Ravens Super Bowl is when we started being a full-time show.
Okay, you'd have to look at that date then.
Whatever that date is.
Is that the date for you?
But the date of the first, this is like our first date anniversary, if you will.
Ah.
Not like a we got married anniversary. It's more of a like, this is the first time we, and then you remember the date because things, you know, the relationship blossoms. So you remember the first date.
Do you guys remember your first date day?
I do. Mine's also easy. It was Cinco de Mayo. So I remember.
I don't remember the day.
Cinco de Mayo is an easy one to remember.
That's, yeah, that tracks with you. Yeah. It'd be a drinking day.
Yeah. Cinco de Drinko.
Anyways, he has grown a lot, and his life has changed in many ways. This guy used to stay up till 3 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
He used to do...
Now I wake up at 3 a.m.
Nothing but watch Giants games every day, and then he'd go home and rewind them and rewatch them.
I don't know how much that's changed.
And now he is a father. And, you know, he's learning, like all of us that have kids, you know, being a parent ain't easy.
No, it is not.
And especially for Dirt, it brings him down from where he was in some ways in his life. And here is audio of Dirt realizing something about life that he didn't once know.
Go sit at a restaurant by myself and realize that, man, that's pretty enjoyable to do. I tell people all the time, I mean, I used to see guys sitting at a bar by themselves or, you know, just sitting by themselves eating and grabbing a little meal. And I'm like, man, I feel so bad for that guy. Like, you almost want to go join him. And now I realize, like, that dude was in heaven.
I saw this yesterday and I thought, preach, brother, preach. That is so spot on.
Who is that?
That's Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco, because he's not living in the same town as his family. His family stay back in New Jersey, and he's like, how great does like an hour of peace and quiet at a bar, you got a nice meal in front of you, maybe a cocktail, you're just sitting there, there's a ball game on, you're sitting up at the, like, 2 hours of peace and quiet with no screaming and no noise sounds
when I travel
unbelievable
with the,
right
with
now.
The pilots, there'll be times you're on the road. Dude. Yeah, you find a cool little, you know.
Walk in, say what up to the bartender. They probably got a good burger on the menu. You're going to, you know, sit there and have a couple of pops and then enjoy your evening. God, sounds great.
I have this a lot, and I've always kind of been this kind of person. I've never been the guy that sees the person at the bar alone going, oh, that's sad. I used to be the guy that'd be like, damn, dude, I don't want to be with this big group. I want to be by myself.
Now I got to talk to these people for the next 3 hours.
Whereas Dirt would stumble into a place with friends and be like, yeah, that guy's all, whoa, it's depressing.
What the hell's the matter with that guy over there? Where's all his buddies at?
But I think you all, eventually we all kind of reach a point, not that you don't love and care for other people, but
yes,
absolutely underrated is just going to the spot you want to go to.
Yes.
And just eating quietly while you watch whatever is on the television at wherever place you're at.
Sounds like a dream. Try and pull that off tonight. I don't think I'll be able to. Hey, babe, I'm going to walk up the street for a couple
hours.
Should
I do
that
when I open my sports bar? It's just all single tables.
I think that's a grand idea. One chair at every table. No need to pressure to communicate. Nice and quiet. We'll have good music going in the background. Bunch of ball games on TV. God, sounds great.
You know what I'd call that place? Loners.
Yeah, oh, that's a good name for a bar.
Just loners.
Solitude.
For people who are so tired of the chaos and noise at home and you just want a brief moment of clarity and quiet.
We call it serenity now.
Serenity now.
I'd have a sign on my door, no cell phones, no politics, shut up.
Yes, I'm there. I'll be a P1 of that bar, walking in immediately. I'll check my phone at the door. I don't need this damn thing. I don't look at it anyway.
Yeah. If you invited a friend and you walked in.
No coat check.
You go sit over there, buddy. Yeah.
I'll see you in an hour.
Yeah, that's your table. You enjoy your, what are you, you're gonna, okay, you get, enjoy your meal. I'll see you at the end of the night.
It throws some guys off. They'd be like, yeah, it's a good burger.
There are things that I regret for the young singles out there of not doing more of when I had the chance to. Like, doing more things by myself, I do regret not doing that. Does that sound right? Mm-hmm. Like, going to more movies by myself. That's one of those things I wish I would have done more of. I don't have, like, going to movies once you have a kid, it's nearly, you know, you get to do a date night every now and then. But that's what, like, I did it once or twice. I remember going and seeing Sicario when it first came out in theaters and just like, this kind of looks like a good movie. It was like a Tuesday afternoon. Mm. I got nothing to do, no responsibilities. Let's just go over to the theater. Let's watch this thing. And I had a grand time, and I didn't do it enough. I wish I would have done that more often.
I never really hated Joe Flacco. I also never thought he was elite, but in
get
that
one of these
old conversation, yeah, get you one of those. But I didn't root for him either. This made me a Joe Flacco fan.
That was a solid press conference.
Because
line.
There's more to the answer than the 16 seconds. That just 16 second cut, I literally was laughing by myself pulling the audio because I was like, this is him. Yeah. That is absolutely my co-host right there.
Leave me alone. Turn my phone off. Don't bother me. I just want to sit here. You got a ribeye on the menu? Exactly. Ribeye and a nice bourbon. I'm set, man.
I'm Norm.
Maybe cap it off with a red glass of, you know, a glass of red wine. Now, now we're solid.
But it was an interesting story, just like how he is living by himself and his kids are going to come visit. But like, he is enjoying moments of solitude where he doesn't have to worry about dadding.
Yeah.
Husbanding,
yeah,
being a friend. He's just like, I got my peace and quiet here.
There's nobody here. I don't know anybody here. I just moved here 10 days ago, man. I got no buddies. I'm in the facility. I'm at home. I'm at a restaurant. Go back to work. That's all I need to do.
Where do I want to go? I had a World Series thing here.
Okay.
My co-host doesn't care about the World Series.
I mean, I do. I'm going to watch tonight.
I'm with you. I'm ready.
I don't think you're choosing to not watch.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you're leaving. Yeah, you're boycotting the game tonight.
Yeah.
He's upset that it's in Canada. Swag's anti-Canada stance finally comes home. I ain't watching those games. It's America's pastime.
It is funny. You are going to be anti-Canada now.
How does Canada feel if they win a World Series before getting another Stanley Cup?
I think Canada beating America in anything right now would make
it because it was about
great,
the same time. It was 93 or 94
Blue Jays won
that
in 93,
the Canadians
right?
won the last one. Yeah, 93 for the Blue Jays. And it was either 93 or 94 the Canadians were the last Canadian
okay, you convinced me. I'll do a little World Series nugget before we get to paid at seven.
Yeah, 1993.
Okay, we'll do a little bit of a World Series nugget, and we'll get back into the National Football League. There's a game on the schedule this weekend that should be a big deal.
Oh.
At least it should be to you and I. Swag doesn't think these games are big deals at all.
Oh, okay.
But I think they're big deals. I just don't know if there's a lot of juice to it for this specific reason. So we'll get into that. Yeah, college football docket. Dan Lanning is more Sprague than he is Dirt. We got a lot to get to. Dirt and Sprague back with a little World Series talk next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, we got Game 1 of the World Series coming up tonight. You're going to say that it's a sweep, and I totally get it. I think Swag would say out loud if he didn't feel like he would jinx his team the same thing. I actually think this can be a sneaky good series, and Toronto can pull it off.
I hope so. There's my take. It'd be wonderful.
There you go.
It'd be great if it did. I think it'd be great for baseball if Toronto won the World Series. I think you'd get another young superstar player with some hardware to go with it, which doesn't matter as much in that sport as it does others when we're talking about greatness. But Vladdy having a big series and the Blue Jays winning a World Series would be a lot of fun. I'm excited to see the atmosphere tonight. Like, I think Toronto's atmosphere, when they're good, good as anybody's in all of baseball, and we saw that on display in the ALCS, unfortunately, for Mariner fans in Game 7 when they hit the go-ahead home run. So the atmosphere should be great. You got a superstar on one side anchoring a lineup that's kind of a fun team to watch. They're pesky.
I think the Blue Jays lineup provides more problem. The Dodgers don't like contact, take a lot of pitch, draw walks. That causes them more problems. Like, I think the Mariners would have been easier for the Dodgers to handle.
Agreed, because they're so home run dependent.
Yes, yeah.
The
way the Dodgers starters are, they want swing and misses. That's how they get you.
Yeah.
So if Blake Snell, if his curveball isn't landing in the strike zone and the Blue Jays come up and decide to take pitches and force Snell to come inside, he has a propensity to walk guys with his wipeout stuff because he starts it in the strike zone and finishes it, you know, low and away. And if they're going to make him throw pitches and take, then he starts walking guys and then it gets a little dicey.
Yeah.
So that's the one thing I think. Ultimately, I think the Dodger lineup is going to kill the Blue Jays pitching staff overall, especially if they get into the bullpen.
Well, see, that's my problem is, like, I've heard nothing but complaints from you all year about your GD bullpen. Toronto's bullpen is worse.
Yeah, no, their bullpen's
horrible.
It's not
good at all.
But I think you might have you might have more nail-biting, 9-7 games in this than 3-0 games.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be entertaining if that ended up happening, if that's the way that the series
went. If you're going to give me anything from this series.
Yeah, I'd rather watch that than a bunch of 1-0 games. I trust some of the arms in Toronto for this series. I think Gausman is a trustworthy guy.
And Savage has been great, so this will be interesting.
I mean, he's been solid for them in the playoffs. The last game that he started against Seattle, he was really good. He also got shelled in. Was it one of the games he started against Seattle? They got to him pretty good. But he was really good in his start against the Yankees. He had 11 Ks and then really good the second time he started in the ALCS. So he's a younger guy, so he's a question mark. He's only 22 years old, so you're talking about a young guy, right? Like, just got called up at the end of the year. Now he's in the World Series, and so we'll see how that plays out. I do trust Gausman for Toronto. I think his track record, the way that he throws, he should be able to give them a quality start. Scherzer is psychotic, and so I just give him the benefit of the doubt because I think that guy's got too many screws loose in his head to have a bad start in the World Series. So I trust him. After that, I don't really know what to make of the rest of the Blue Jays' rotation and arms.
It'll be more about which team can get into the other team's bullpen first.
Because I just, when you look at who you trust lineup wise, it's not even close.
So do you buy lottery tickets, Dirt?
From time to time, I will.
But not consistently?
Not every week.
Do you ever buy the local lotto, the Oregon lottery?
I have before, yeah.
So that
very rarely, but
that jackpot usually hits at around $3 to $5 million, depending on what the pot becomes, right? Usually.
Your chances seem like they're better to win that than they are the, nationwide
That's
one.
What we tell ourselves.
Yeah, true.
I actually think you can look this up. It might be more beneficial odds-wise to just buy an outfield ticket to the games whenever Shohei is playing.
Yeah.
Did you see this story that the game that he threw 8 innings with 1 hit given up and he had the 3 homers?
The game 4, yeah. I think it was 6 innings, 10 Ks, 1 hit. I think.
Was it only 6? I thought he went 8.
Six. Maybe he went 8. I thought it was 6.
That stellar game.
Where he won it single-handedly.
Did you see that they said if you got one of the balls, their estimation is that that ball could be sold for $3.5 million. He is basically such a unique talent.
Yeah.
And because the country of Japan exists, that if you catch anything, if somebody catches a Shohei Ohtani home run in Toronto tonight, you're probably making $100K or more on just selling the baseball. You're basically winning some form of lottery when you get anything Shohei related now.
Yeah.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Anything he touches turns to gold.
It really does.
That's a fun poll question. Would you have a better chance of winning the lottery or catching a Shohei Ohtani home run ball?
you got to do the math, right? How many seats in his...
Yeah.
He usually
you need him to hit
right
one,
field?
So you got to start with what are the odds that he hits one in the first place.
He goes oppo sometimes.
He does.
Left center.
You're right. He's got power.
He'll
go anywhere.
He'll spread it around, dude. That's the whole other
sometimes
subplot of this story.
He'll just hit it out of the damn stadium. But.
Yes, he will. God, I hate you. That's a whole other subplot of this is that the whole reporting of him going the way to Toronto. There was a moment in time, similar to when the Giants were going to sign Arson Judge. Remember those?
We thought the Jet was going to
Arson Judge is heading to San Francisco. Who's Arson? I don't care. Can we have Aaron? That would be great. No, he's not. Damn it. You should be fired from your job for reporting that.
Right.
The Jet was heading to Toronto. They had a couple of hour period. The Blue Jay fans did thinking, this guy's coming to Toronto. Their minds went there. And then it was like, nah, I'm going to go sign with the Dodgers. I wasn't even on a plane. I don't know who the hell reported that.
And then we found out his dog's name was Decoy.
Yeah. So that's a whole other subplot of this thing of how different does the series feel if they get Shohei Ohtani. I might give him a chance to win. Look, I'm rooting like hell for the Blue Jays. Part of this is me just trying to jinx Swag's stupid team so they don't win back-to-back World Series. I also am fearful of the ramifications. I know we disagree on this of what it'll look like. I do think there will be some troubling times ahead if the Dodgers win the World Series again. And if they win in an emphatic fashion and this thing is genuinely a sweep and every game's like a 3-4 run win and we don't really have any close contested games, the owners are not going to be happy about that. Whether it's right or wrong, that's a fair debate to have, but I do think there will be pushback.
If the Dodgers win, guess what you don't get to say to him anymore?
I could still say get you 3 of these in this century.
Can.
This century. Get you 3 of these this century.
It would actually technically be 3.
No, but COVID
back to back.
We all know COVID. He even knows COVID doesn't count.
Yeah, but he's counting it now.
And my team didn't have to cheat to win 3, so we got that going for us.
Loaded second hour. Let's kick it off. Our good friend Josh Pate was very kind, very gracious in rescheduling. He was supposed to be on yesterday as he is every Thursday. He agreed to hop on today because we've gotten a little bit past the Chauncey FBI investigation stuff. So we'll dive into that a little bit because they play tonight. We kick off the second hour. Josh Pate, Pate State University, Hour 2, Dirt and Sprague 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.